Hello. Welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will guide you on your journey to a peaceful sleep. Before we begin tonight's story, we are going to relax our bodies and minds. Get comfortable in your bed. Allow yourself to settle into the mattress and soft blankets. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath whenever you are ready. And exhale. Inhale once more. And exhale. Don't worry about forcing your breath into a certain rhythm. Notice how the muscles in your face relax. A calm feeling spreads through your body. Breathe in as it travels to your neck, your shoulders, and arms. Exhale as it moves to your chest, tummy, and legs, reaching your toes. Focus on your breath. Observe any thoughts that come to mind and let them pass. It is quiet now. You are safe and relaxed in your bed. Now, if you are ready, I will begin our story. Once, there was a boy named Jacob. He lived in a cottage in a beautiful forest. Jacob's cottage was small and cozy. A fire burned in the fireplace, keeping him warm. Jacob looked out the window and saw that it had snowed overnight. The entire forest was covered with a sparkly layer of white. It was the first snowfall of winter. Icicles hung over the top half of the window. They looked like crystals. Jacob saw a squirrel sitting in a tree outside. It climbed from branch to branch, knocking snow from the tree and onto the ground. It was morning, so Jacob ate breakfast. He had pancakes with maple syrup. They made the cottage smell sweet. After breakfast, Jacob went to his bedroom closet and opened the door. There was a whole row of sweaters. They were soft and thick, sure to keep Jacob warm. He chose a blue one with a snowflake pattern on the front. He also took his snow boots out of the closet. He hadn't worn them since last year. Luckily, they still fit him. His puffy coat fit, too. Jacob put on a knitted hat and a pair of gloves before he headed out the door. It was a sunny day. The sunlight reflected off the snow. Jacob noticed that the icicles on his roof were beginning to melt. They dripped slowly, melting tiny holes in the soft snow below. All bundled up, Jacob could hardly feel the cold. There was a path in front of his cottage that went through the rest of the forest. He began to walk down it. His boots left deep footprints in the snow. Jacob reached down and scooped some snow into his hands. He pressed it and pressed it until it formed a tight ball. Then He aimed and threw the snowball at a tree. The snowball broke apart when it hit the tree, sending bits of snow in every direction. Jacob smiled. He kept walking until he reached a small park. Children were playing on the jungle gym. He watched as a child jumped off a swing and landed in a pile of snow. The little pond in the middle of the park had frozen over. It was shiny and smooth, like glass. A few people skated across the pond. Their skates made lines on the ice. Jacob was a good skater, so he rented some ice skates from a vendor near the pond. He took off his boots and tucked them beneath a bench. He pulled the ice skates onto his feet. Each one had a sharp blade on the bottom. Jacob tied the skates' laces. He stood up and wobbled across the snow on his way to the pond. Jacob began to skate on the ice. He passed a young couple who were holding hands. A little girl fell over, and her mother picked her up. She shook the snow off her pants. Jacob noticed one of his friends, a girl named Jane, skating across the pond. He skated over to her. "Hello, Jane," Jacob said. She waved at him. "Hi, Jacob. It's a beautiful day today, isn't it?" she replied. "Yes." "Want some company?" Jacob asked. She nodded, and they skated in circles around each other. At one point, Jacob fell onto the ice. He caught himself with his hands, softening the fall. Jane helped him up. He playfully tossed some snow at her. She giggled and threw a snowball back. Jane began to shiver. Her teeth chattered. "Are you cold?" Jacob asked her. "Yeah, I think I've done enough skating for one day," she replied. She rubbed her hands together, trying to keep them warm. "Okay. Goodbye, Jane," Jacob said as Jane left. "Stay warm," Jane said. She waved goodbye. Jacob skated faster as he got used to being on the ice. He liked the way the wind whipped around him. He skated in figure eight. As he went, little bits of ice flew up around the blades of his skates. Jacob looked down. He wanted to see fish through the ice, but it was too thick and foggy. The fish were probably sleeping at the bottom of the lake anyway. Jacob wondered if fish hibernated like bears and other animals. After he was done skating, Jacob returned his ice skates to the vendor. He put his boots back on, careful to tuck his pants into the tops. He left the park. He was going to explore some wilderness trails. As he walked away, the sounds of children playing became quieter. There was a wooden sign posted outside the trails. It pointed Jacob in the right direction. He went down a trail. There was no one else around. He could hear birds tweeting in the trees. He walked slowly, enjoying the crisp, fresh air. His cheeks had become rosy from the cold, but he didn't mind. Jacob found a long branch that had fallen from a tree. He picked it up. There weren't any leaves on it. All the leaves had fallen off a few months ago, during fall. Jacob stood over the snow. Using the stick like a pencil, he wrote his name in the snow. he wrote it in big, loopy letters. After he finished, he kicked some snow on top of his name, erasing it. He doodled in the snow until he heard the sound of twigs snapping up ahead. Jacob set the branch beside the path. He walked on, curious. What could be making that sound? He paused as he peeked through the trees. There was a family of deer walking along the path. Jacob watched them and tried to stay silent. The father deer had long antlers that looked like white branches. Their baby deer was sniffing at something in the snow. The mother deer gently pushed the baby with her snout, urging her to move forward. Jacob liked the way the deer hopped through the snow. Their long legs moved gracefully. Their little tails bobbed up and down as they went. Jacob watched them walk off the trail and into the forest. The trees above him blocked out the sunlight. They cast long shadows on the trail. The snow on the trail was still fresh, except for a few rows of hoof prints left by the deer. The quiet made Jacob feel peaceful. He felt like he could hear the trees breathing. Jacob lay down in the snow. His body sank into it a little bit. He spread his arms and legs. He waved them back and forth, creating a snow angel. Jacob stood up and used his finger to draw a halo over the snow angel. He admired his work. The snow angel looked like it might get up out of the snow and fly away. The sun began to lower over the trees. The air became colder. A pleasant shiver ran through Jacob's body. He turned around and began heading home. He passed through the park. There were still people skating on the pond, but not as many as before. On the playground, empty swings moved slowly in the wind. Jacob wasn't in a hurry. He dragged his feet through the snow. Little piles of snow were left in his wake. When Jacob reached his home, he was happy to see the smoke coming out of his chimney. Inside, he peeled off his jacket, gloves, and hat. He stood in front of the fireplace, warming his hands in the heat. He went to the kitchen and looked out the window. The snow was still sparkling in the last rays of daylight. It began to snow again. The fluffy snowflakes drifted down. A few landed on the window. Jacob looked at the snowflakes closely. They were feathery ice crystals, shaped like hexagons. He turned on the sink faucet and ran his hands under the stream of hot water. He filled the kettle with water and set it on the stove. Meanwhile, he made his dinner. Winter is the perfect time for a thick stew or soup, so he began to chop vegetables on a wooden cutting board. He sliced carrots and onions. He set a pot on the stove next to the kettle. Jacob poured a bit of olive oil into the pot and turned up the flame beneath it. After a few minutes, the oil began to sizzle. He tossed the vegetables into the pot. As they cooked, he added some paprika, pepper, salt, and other spices. He poured a few cups of water into the pot along with some pasta. He covered the pot with a silver lid and left it to boil. The tea kettle began to whistle quietly. Jacob removed it from the stove and poured water into his favorite mug. The mug was shaped like a reindeer. The reindeer was wearing a green and white striped scarf. This pattern continued onto the mug's handle.
Out of the woods can the
moon... Moon Carter is a family fictional podcast, and I mean for the family. Parents, do you find it really hard to make it through your children's podcasts?
Then listen to Moon Carter and join me, Splot, and the gang on our magical adventures. Click all the links below or get it from where you get your podcast from. But if you need to be told that, then I worry about you. Splot. It's like drink water from where water's from.
Not,
what's that about?
Not helping. Moon Carter is a podcast. You like it?
Jacob went to a cupboard and took out a square tin. The square tin had a picture of a cottage on the front. He looked at the picture. The cottage looked a lot like the one he lived in, complete with the smoke coming out of the chimney and the snow layered on the roof. Jacob removed the tin's lid. The tin contained hot chocolate powder. He grabbed a spoon and scooped up some of the brown powder. Jacob mixed the powder into his mug with the water. He stirred until the powder was completely dissolved. The drink swirled in the mug. Steam drifted up toward the ceiling. Jacob added some marshmallows and a stick of cinnamon. The spicy, sweet smell traveled through the cottage. The scent was comforting. While his soup cooked, Jacob sat on the sofa near the fireplace and sipped his hot cocoa. The drink was sweet and steamy. He held the warm mug, enjoying the way it heated his hands. He watched the fire crackle in the fireplace. It burned slowly. The logs turned into smoke and ash. Jacob's gaze got lost in the fire. The flames leaped and danced like they were in their little world. Memories of past winters floated into his mind. Going sledding with his friends on a snowy day. Getting frozen hands from staying out in the cold too long. Counting down the days until his favorite holiday. A bubbling sound came from the kitchen. The soup was boiling in the pot. Jacob stood up and went into the kitchen. He turned off the stove and lifted the lid from the pot. The soup looked delicious. The broth was dark. The vegetables were soft. Using a ladle, Jacob filled a big bowl with soup. Just then, there was a knock at the door. Jacob wasn't expecting company. He opened the front door. His friend, Ken, was standing there. "Hi, Ken. I'm surprised to be seeing you today," Jacob said. "I was just going for a walk and decided to stop by and see what you were up to," Ken replied. He stomped his feet on the doormat, shaking off bits of snow. Jacob took Ken's coat and hung it up. "Would you like to join me for dinner?" Jacob asked. "What are you having?" Ken asked back. "Vegetable soup and hot cocoa. Would you like some?" Jacob asked. "Both of those sound great. I'll have some. Thanks, Ken replied. He sat at the kitchen table while Jacob prepared another mug of hot cocoa and a bowl of soup. They ate dinner together and chatted about their lives. Ken was an artist. He talked about a new series of paintings he was working on. After dinner, Ken helped Jacob clear the table and wash the dishes. I've been doing a little painting myself, Jacob said. He went to his room and came back out with a pad of paper and a palette of watercolors. He showed Ken the pictures he'd been working on. They were tropical landscapes, palm trees, and oceans. Are you missing summer? Ken asked with a smile. I was, Jacob replied. But the snow has been magical. He led Ken to the window, and they both looked out, admiring the snow. I have an idea, Ken said. Let's paint this landscape. Jacob took two pieces of paper out of the pad. Ken taped them down to the kitchen table. They got out a cup full of paintbrushes and began to paint. While they worked, Jacob put on a record. Soft jazz music floated through the cottage. Jacob dipped his paintbrush in a glass of water. He swiped it across the green portion of the paint palette. With a few brush strokes, Jacob had created a small forest of pine trees. They were tiny on the paper. He added some blue to the sky while the trees dried. He loaded up his brush with thick white watercolor and added snow to the trees and ground. When they were done painting, they sat by the fire and let their pictures dry. Jacob poked at the fire, which was dying. He added a few more logs to get him through the night. It was dark outside now. Ken put his coat and boots on. He said goodbye to Jacob and began to walk home. Jacob looked at Ken's watercolor picture, which was still on the table. It included a snowman with a carrot nose and a black hat. Jacob was amazed at the detail that Ken had created. In his picture, a little girl was throwing snow into the air. Jacob swore that he could see each individual snowflake. He turned out the kitchen light and headed back into the living room. It was a quiet, cozy night. Jacob walked over to his bookshelf. He ran his finger along the book spines. He stopped when he reached his favorite book, a book of short stories by Raymond Carver. He sat on the sofa. The plush cushions held him gently. He exhaled, opened his book, and began to read. As he finished the story, Little Things, he drifted off. He woke up with the book laying on his chest. Jacob slid the book onto the nearby coffee table. He glanced at the clock. It was the middle of the night. He walked to his bedroom and changed into some pajamas. The air was chilly. Even though the fire kept the cottage pretty warm, its heat didn't reach Jacob's bedroom. He decided to sleep on the couch. He pulled the thick blanket off his bed, grabbed a pillow, and headed back to the couch. The orange fire glowed. Jacob closed his eyes. He fell asleep. He dreamt of snow and sugar plum fairies. I hope you enjoyed this story. and that it carried you away to your own dreamland of wonder. Good night.